occasionally might have a pearl in it.
Oyster.
Okay. And how about those little animals that hop around and you can hear them really loud around a pond at night?
Frogs, bullfrog.
All right. And then there are smaller ones that are green that also are found around ponds, but they're not bullfrogs. They're
just frogs.
All right. And then there are those kind that live strictly on land. They're not particularly water animals.
Toad frogs.
All right. And let's see, how about worms? Do you know any different kinds of worms we've got around here?
Well, I'm well versed in worms that get on dirt and, you know, attack the screw worms. Well, it's not particularly for the human being, is it? Not worms.
No, just any kind of worm. Fishing worms or
caterpillar. Earthworm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes known as a grub worm.
Mm-hmm.
Web worm. Ooh. There are two or three varieties of web worm. There's a black web worm and then an asp. That's of the web worm family.
Now, what is an asp?
It's about as big as the end of my thumb, not quite as wide, but it's just covered with white fur.
Mm-hmm.
And it crawls, you know, kind of like that. And the thing that does you harm is that fur. They'll plant some of that fur in your skin.
I see.
So if immediately you could put a piece of a Band-Aid or a stickum or whatever you have it, and then put it over the bite and then peel it back, it'll take that white substance. Then wash it good with just soap, soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's a very bad sting.
Hmm.
You know, there are two kind of asps, I guess, because wasn't it an asp that attacked Cleopatra?
Yeah.
Well, that's a snake, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is an asp, but it's more of the, I guess, worm family.
Can you think of any others?
Maggots.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, are there those?
Well, dogs have heartworms.
What about those animals with the hard shells, and then when something comes around, they just pull
turtles.
It? Okay. Now, what different kinds of turtles have we got around here? Do you make a distinction between water animals and land animals that are like turtles?
Well, to me, a turtle is a turtle, but I think you can have the very large turtle that you make soup out of is a green turtle, I think. Then you have the hard-shell turtle, I believe is a land turtle. It's amphibious, is that correct? It can live in water or goes in water. But that's all I know.
Okay, fine. And what about those little tiny water animals that really look kind of like miniature lobsters, little bitty things? And then
sand crabs?
Okay.
Or conchs?
No, I'm thinking about... Now, when you say conchs, what are you talking about?
Well, that conch shell.
Mm-hmm.
One around here somewhere. And the smaller ones you find on the beach, and if you put a match to them, you know, they'll crawl out.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you very seldom see because they crawl at night.
Mm-hmm.
The snail.
These are little boys go after these a lot of times when they're, you know, out playing around in little body of water, and apparently they're just in freshwater streams. Do you know what I'm talking about? They have little claws on them.
Crabs?
No, they're not crabs. They don't have a big shell like the crab does.
Are they crawdads?
That's what I was...
Yeah.
I wanted to know what you would call them. All right, and then there's something else we have down here that's used for bait a lot of times, and they're very good to eat. That are
shrimp.
Found. Okay. Now, if you went out to buy some, you would say, I'm going to